The Auckland Theatre Company is staging Arthur Miller's The Crucible next month, an ever-topical play that suggests we haven't moved as far beyond the Salem witch trials or the McCarthy red hunts of the 1950s as we'd like to believe. But where is a playwright who can capture the sheer ugliness of the mob mentality that seemed to grip the country following the death of Fuliole Muliainga? Let's ignore the frankly hysterical garbage from some sections of the blogosphere about murder energy and lazy coconuts who should have gotten off the couch and saved their mother's life. Same old there, unfortunately. Forget about the mainstream media, who are less interested in clear and accurate reporting, not least that nobody has established that Muliainga's death was directly caused by having the power cut off to the so-called life support machine that wasn't. Instead, we got a lachrymose tale that even the creative minds behind Shortland Street might have considered over the top. And broadcasting standards forbid me from offering a frank opinion of the performance of the Prime Minister and family spokesman Brendan Sheehan. But come close to the radio and tell me the truth. Wasn't the righteous moral outrage, completely untouched by any inconvenient facts or the merest hint of doubt or ambiguity, wonderful? Didn't it give you an excuse to vent about those bloody extortionate power bills as winter approaches? Grind your teeth about the rude baggage at the call centre who's put you on hold again until they can be bothered getting around to treating you like a brain-damaged child? A convenient vent for the sneaking suspicion that your life depends on a web of faceless corporations and government departments that don't know who you are and care even less. It's a human instinct to want to blame someone, anyone, in these circumstances. What is less forgivable is that the very people we expected to provide genuine leadership and clarity failed to do so. At the top of this item, I mentioned the Auckland Theatre Company's production of The Crucible. While the play is often viewed as a political allegory, there's a more somber subtext. There will always be people who try to exploit our fears for their own ends, political, ideological, religious, commercial, or just plain flat-out malice. What's worse is that so many of us let them do it, and we call it decency. Everyone around the tragic death of Muliainga deserved better. They certainly deserved better from me, and you too.